Počúvate podcastový výber denníka SME, v ktorom zverejňujeme zaujímavé podcasty a minisérie. V nasledujúcich minútach budete počuť minisériu na Slovensku aj po anglicky o živote cudzincov na Slovensku. Podcast je v anglickom jazyku. Ak chcete, aby sa aj váš podcast stal súčasťou SME Výber, ozvíte sa nám na mail výberpodcast@petitpress.sk.
Unfortunately, I would like to say everybody, like, don't be an artist. Go earn some money.
Check. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is Na Slovensku aj po anglicky. I'm your host, Jeremy Hill. So I've been doing this podcast for nearly 2 years now. It all started when we were in our second lockdown in 2020. Like everyone else, I was feeling disconnected and a little lost. Spending so much time at home gave me a chance to reflect on the decade plus that I had lived in Slovakia. In those years, my life was focused on daily needs and concerns. Being a foreigner can be like having a second job. Everything one does takes more time and energy due to the foreign environment and language barrier. It can make one's world small and hyper-focused on survival. Since my teen years, I've been a lover of photography, music, and writing. Before moving to Slovakia, I would take refuge in my hobbies when life felt overwhelming. They helped me find an outlet for my complex emotions and gave me great joy when I could share my work with the world. However, once I migrated, I began to spend less time on these creative pursuits. It felt overindulgent and a waste of time. It was only during the forced isolation that I saw the error in this way of thinking. An opportunity presented itself to once again find my creative center while connecting with other foreigners and sharing their stories. Making this show and learning from the migrant community has offered me a sense of camaraderie with my fellow foreigners. It gives my life a richness that was sorely lacking. While my family and friends form the foundation of my being, I understand that life is more satisfying and meaningful when I can share and create. So this is what we were talking about in this episode. I spoke with 3 creative foreigners about the things they do that give their lives meaning. Of course, there are many things that may give one's life meaning, like relationships, faith, and volunteer work. But for this episode, we are focusing on those that work in the arts. This is the 6th episode of my series on the migrant experience in Slovakia. With the support of Fusion, we are trying to answer the questions, why do people leave home and move to Slovakia? What are the essential features of the migrant experience? And why do some eventually choose to leave? So without interruption, here are 3 lovely creative people.
Well, my name is Naomi Jozevichova. I'm originally from Canada, from the Rocky Mountains, very small town in the middle of nowhere, not even from town, from a farm. And what gives my life meaning besides my family? I think what I always try to do is find the beauty in the ordinary. It's easier to find beauty in big events or big things like a vacation, and the day-to-day can seem like a dreary drudge, but trying to find the beauty in those small moments of every day is what I enjoy doing and what helps me, helps motivate me. Some of that is through photography. I am not a professional by any means, but I do love it and helps narrow in on those small visual moments of beauty. But I also, through my work, one of my jobs is as a cook in a restaurant. And it's in a fairly unusual restaurant in that it has an open kitchen. So the place itself is very beautiful. And I have a fair amount of leeway in what we create. And I really enjoy the creativity of cooking in general and also my place of work in particular.
How did moving to Slovakia change your relationship with cooking or with your photography?
For cooking, for sure. So I grew up, my father's Japanese, and we always had a very multinational kitchen. I would say that, you know, my mom would even, there was lots of immigrants who came to our village and she would invite them over and ask them to show her how to cook a dish. And so I grew up eating food from all over the world. And when I first came here 18 years ago, it was quite a bit different than now. And there was not the variety of food available then. Actually, I remember I was pregnant with my oldest and it was January and I just wanted soba so badly. I wanted something light and fresh and these like Japanese buckwheat noodles. And there was maybe one Asian store somewhere in Bratislava and I couldn't find it. And a lot of these foods are much more available now, but when I first came, they weren't. But I always like to play with local ingredients and use them in ways that people maybe aren't used to or don't expect. I mean, for example, at work we make lokshe, or we serve lokshe, I should say. We don't actually make them, but instead of, you know, the classic poppy seeds or walnuts, we make a hummus with some sort of vegetable. Sometimes it's stinging nettle. Sometimes it's beets or squash right now in the winter, and we serve it with, you know, wild salad greens, or right now I've got like a oil-based coleslaw and maybe some shrimp on it. Like, these are not ordinary lokshe ingredients, but kind of play with what there is and use it in different ways. Quesadillas. I think quesadillas are lokshe.
Multiculturalism on a plate. Is that how you feel about yourself?
I mean, I do in many ways, especially because of my upbringing and things that maybe I was embarrassed about as a kid that now I'm really proud of. You know, I remember my mother making Japanese food with, you know, tofu and weird seaweed, and looking at me like, Mom, you know, my friends are coming over tomorrow. Can't you just cook lasagna? Like, and now I'm really proud of those things, but it's definitely, and for my kids, it's a little bit different. I mean, the other kids at school do look at, I remember one time I sent onigiri, the rice balls, with my oldest daughter, and she wasn't so keen on that. But in terms of a lot of other things here in Slovakia, coming from Canada is more of a positive than a negative.
You're also a bit of a writer, I've read.
I have written a bit, and I'm mostly inspired to write when I have something that's going around and around in my head, and I just, the only way to get it out is to put it on, well, figurative paper. And sometimes that's how I figure out what I'm thinking about something, or it helps me even just structure my own thoughts about something that's just going around in circles.
Does your cooking, photography, or writing help you process the feelings of being a foreigner in Slovakia?
I did write one article about being homesick. It was pretty cathartic, although I wrote it quite a bit after. Like, the first year I was here was quite difficult, and so I wrote it quite a few years after that. But even then, it was still somewhat cathartic. And if it can help someone else, then of course that's always a bonus.
Well, do you think it's more difficult for foreign artists in Slovakia, or do you think it's just difficult to be an artist in Slovakia in general?
It depends if you want recognition or if you want to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are two different things. I think it's probably easier to get recognition here. People are always interested in foreigners, and there's fewer of them, so it's easier to stand out. But if you want people to actually buy your art, then I think that can be quite hard. Slovaks in general, I mean, as a whole, they don't have a lot of money to spend on art. And you can always find people who do have money, but it's not, yeah, I don't. We do have actually at the restaurant, we do showcase art. And there's people there who make a living with it and find patrons. So, but none of them have been foreign so far, I don't think.
You've created quite a lot in all these years that you've lived in Slovakia.
In terms of the blog.
The blog, the photography, yeah. I mean, I've heard your voice on some podcasts. So you've been out there.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, most of that is through the blog, actually, because when I started, nobody was writing about Slovakia. It started as a food blog, more as like a natural, healthy food blog. And then I realized that no one was writing about Slovakia. And when I did write about it, the people who were interested, often people who live mostly in the States, but also other places, who have Slovak roots and no longer speak Slovak. And there wasn't a whole lot of just information out there. And I mean, I did mostly food, but the ones that I enjoyed did the most, which I would actually really love to do more of, is going to some grandma's house and she shows me how to make something and I take pictures of her doing it and then share it, and I share a little bit of their life. And because I also find it fascinating, you know, the recent history here, I find very fascinating to me, because I can't imagine living under, you know, communism or what have you. So those were blog posts that I really enjoyed making, and people also really enjoyed reading. And then there's some Slovaks also who move abroad, and then for them, what I wrote about was kind of a reminder of home, remembering their, you know, nostalgia of their grandma doing these same things. And yeah. And there, I had maybe, when I started, maybe I had monetary hopes, but I'm not a very good salesperson, so. And I didn't want to just put some random ads on the side, so. Yeah.
But you're still motivated to create.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can't imagine. I also play piano very badly, but I enjoy it. And so much of the day, you know, most of my day is caught up in practical things. You know, I have four kids, so that takes up a lot of time, and who's where, what, all the things after school, and just kind of practical things take up most of my day. And so the things that aren't necessarily practical that you don't have to do to survive, but you need for like your psychological health, it's just the drive that you have to do. I don't know, I can't describe it any other way.
So my name is Piotr. I come from Poland. At least I born there like over 40 years ago. And now I live in Slovakia. But before Slovakia, I live in a few places. I did move to Dublin for 3 years when I was like 20. Then I moved to Italy. Like, I was living in Rome and I was studying there. Then I moved to UK, and then Porto on the way, and now I'm here. Like, I think that I've been living here for like 3 years, I suppose. And I'm a photographer in Slovakia.
A photographer?
Yes.
So what drew you to photography?
Well, I do, to be honest, you know, it's like I was interested of photography when I was like 16, but I know that my life brought me somewhere else when I thought like it will be. And I went to study philosophy when I was 20. But, you know, then, you know, on the way, you know, I was working some kind of kind of fashion industry, and I felt like I also like fashion when I was really small. I was, you know, designing my shoes when I was six. And I went to study on fashion design, or some kind of fashion design in Rome. But I got totally like it put this environment of fashion design put me totally off, I didn't want to have anything to do with it. And I had an exam of photography during my study, and I thought, my God, I wanted to do this. Like, so I swapped I went to study photography, and it was great choice, I suppose, at least there. And it was cool. And since then, you know, I'm doing at least sometimes trying to be a photographer, sometimes, you know, sometimes not. But yeah, that's what I'm doing.
How would you compare working as a photographer in Italy and doing the same in Slovakia?
Well, you know, in Italy, I also, when I graduate, I graduated in this unfortunate time when there was the crisis in 2008, which followed, like, destroying people's lives and stuff. And I just discovered that also in Italy, in Rome at least, there was less and less work in this field. And I moved to UK, where it was totally different, probably easier, even if there is lots of people. But this environment works totally different. There in UK, in London, you can write to photographers, you can write to photo editors, and just offering your services, let's say, showing their portfolio. It's not that you are welcome, but they are quite open to meet you, to speak about your work, to give you work, to trust you, to find somebody new, and you know, just to check how you work. But when I came here, I discovered that actually, you know, Slovakia is so small that everybody knows each other, and you don't really look job like this. You do know people, and those people give you work. So it's slightly different. Yes, you know, it's like, I know that also like this works in UK, but there is this, you know, this field when you, even if you knew, you can enter into the I don't know, this industry, let's say photographic industry. But here you're going through your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's, would you say it's more difficult for foreigners?
Well, if you like totally foreign, like come here, I suppose, yes. I didn't check this on myself because I came here just because of my Slovak girlfriend. So we end up here, and she knows people because she was studying here. She comes from like film industry, so I was introduced to the environment. So in my case, what was much easier. I don't know how I could do this without knowing anybody. Probably you do have to start and go to university, and then you meet people, and then you make friends and your future like people with who you work, like, but otherwise, I don't know. I have no idea. I had this luck, you know, being mm-hmm. introduced.
Right. Now that you're established, do you feel that Slovakia is supportive of photographers, of artists?
I mean, well, for sure there is work, you know, despite that, you know, the amount of people who lives in Slovakia, and it's not the place where, you know, the big companies are coming and asking about some big photo shoots and stuff. But yeah, it's not so bad, to be honest. You know, it's like if you put yourself there, yes, you can work. I mean, it's quite okay. I can't complain. I mean, I can, because you know, I withdrew for a while from my situation, but you know, you can come back. You know, it's not that, you know, like in UK is that you have to take care of it. It's like, you know, sending emails, being there. Like, you do have to. You can't disappear, because, you know, society or this environment, like photographic environment, will forget about you quite soon, quite fast.
Right.
And here, you know, it's based on these connections with friends, mostly friends. I mean, connections sounds bad, but there are friends, which is like, you know, social networking. I don't know if I speaks about this in my photography, me as an immigrant. I think that for sure projects are changing according to the place where I, in the place where I live in. But, you know, lights change also. So, but I'm kind of grim in my pictures, at least the pictures, what I'm doing for myself. But yeah, I think it's the projects change according to the places what I live in. Yeah, when I'm in Poland, obviously it's my country, what I what I come from. So it's much more familiar, and I'm going deeper to some projects or like subjects. For instance, I haven't done anything about Slovakia. I haven't done anything about, like, you know, which is social problems in Slovakia. I don't feel like, mm-hmm. yeah, speaking something about something bigger. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel it's not your place to talk about these things here?
I don't know. It's like, you do. I do feel well in Slovakia because I do have friends here and stuff, and it's like, but I don't feel this place so much like to speak about it. You know, maybe it's not as much familiar place as Poland, for instance, or I don't know. As was Italy, for instance. Maybe because I lived in Italy longer, I was there 7 years, and I've never thought that I'm gonna leave Italy, and I felt there really well, I felt home, but I decided to move to the other country for different reasons. But I mean, I don't want to say that Slovakia, it's not interesting country, because it is, as every country has own problems, every country has like some stories to say, but maybe I did change, maybe I start to speak about something different, I don't know. You know, photography as filmmaking or whatever open many doors, like doors which you couldn't open without having this tool, which is camera, in your hand. So just because as a photographer, if you do get some assignment, you go somewhere to really funny places sometimes, and without it you couldn't go there because you're not allowed, basically. So we were in some huge place taking pictures of guys who are making huge models of Dunai, because they're working for this department of water. I don't know what they call it exactly. Like, I wouldn't know how to translate it to English, but it's a governmental institution, and they do some they basically they're taking care of water in Slovakia. So they're checking how Dunai works, and where can be the flood and stuff, and they making huge like models of exactly of like Dunai and these areas around, and they're playing there, and it was amazing. You know, I couldn't go there without me getting this assignment, taking pictures of portraits of those people, how they work and stuff. So this helps me to know Slovakia from the other side, you know, not only as a person who came here and work, I don't know, somewhere in some office. I know Slovakia from also this hidden part, which is really cool, which is nice.
So you get to look behind the scenes.
Yes, that's something we can say. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. This is nice. This, because you know, you start to know this country better. You know, mm-hmm. You know how it is. You come somewhere and you feel on the surface of this society, mm-hmm. because they're not allowed. You're not allowed because you haven't seen the school. How does the school works here? What was the childhood of these people? You just see the surface. You know everything. You know those people. Your friends already grew up, and you know they have some memories. But now you go to some school and you see the school, for instance, and you're taking some pictures of children at school, and you know how the Slovak school looks like, which is also quite interesting.
My name is Sharon, and I'm from Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur. And what gives life the meaning, what I do? I like to draw. So basically anything that I draw, anything that I create, I like it, like sculpt, or even play a little bit of music.
Why is this meaningful to you?
Because I don't know, when I draw, it's actually like I drifted away from time. So I have no idea how long I've drawn or how quick I draw. It just gives me the tranquility peace of mind that I do everything quietly all by myself.
Yeah. How long have you been doing it?
Technically, with all this as a job, it started in 10 years ago.
You've taken your passion and turned it into a graphic design job. Yes. Back in Malaysia.
Yes.
And
yeah, I do a little bit of here and there. I draw illustrations work, and I do a little bit of jewelry stuff and all those things as a side passions. Like doing markets. I went from market to market to sell all the stuff. I draw some of the illustration jewelry, and I put it inside the jewelry.
Can you tell me about how your art has changed since moving to Slovakia?
It changed a lot, especially I used to draw something very animals like dogs, deer, and all the stuff. Then I started to change into something more portrait. I'm very keen on portrait, but I'm not very good at it. So I keep on practicing during that time since I started drawing. And now getting a little bit better and a little bit more confident now to showcase it to someone else. It reminds me like what I used to do back in Malaysia. And it reminds me like how my parents always very supportive, even though it doesn't actually make any money at all. But they still stand behind me and say, if anything goes wrong, you can always come back.
So it connects you with home.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And so how has your artwork been received in Slovakia?
So far, I went to a few markets. Mostly are the kids who like it. I don't understand. Because when I do the sculpture, it's very colorful. And when kids look at it, they feel very cheerful. And it's like, oh, it's so cute. So all those little knickknacks that I create. And about the portraits and all the stuff, majority are the how to say, the girls like it more than the guys because it's very feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, still not that bad. I have some feedback, they like it, not a lot, but slowly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And are people supportive? Do people encourage you to continue creating?
There are a few. Yes, there are a few. They say it's very good. They don't really buy, but they still show some supportive, encouraged words. Like some, they say, wow, this is really good. You draw very well. And those actually help, like, give me more motivation to do more. Nobody buys it, it doesn't matter. It's just the words actually makes me feel good about it. Like when I sell in the markets, it's very hard to promote my stuff because I don't speak Slovak. So I just stand quietly there and let them admire instead of telling them how I made it, how this is what materials I'm using and all this stuff. So usually. There are some who speak English, they interact that way, but majority, they just look, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit hard for me with the communications.
And so how does that compare to your home country? How did you interact with people?
Wow, it's easier, so much easier and more friendlier because, you know, when you don't talk to anyone and you don't know how to speak it, you're just showing eye contact, but nobody wants to show the eye contact back because they're scared of speaking English when they're here. So they just look at you and then they walk away. Yeah, instead of they want to check out your stuff, but when you look and then you want to approach, they were like, oh, okay, I'm scared, and they walk away. This is how I feel. I'm not sure exactly it is or not. This is what I observe. So every time I just look down. Just let them look what they want. When they want to speak something, then I'll start speaking. So it's hard. It's very hard. Like in Malaysia, I can just stand and sell and promote myself. It's like, ah, this is how I do it, you know, easily. But here, it's very hard.
So do you think that when your communication skills improve, then your life as an artist gets better here?
If it's improved, I think maybe, yes. At least I have the chance to explain. At least people get the chance to understand what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because I when I look around, my art is very different from what they created here. The art here is very, how to say, very masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. They like the things that are like buildings, and they like things that are very strong, very ageous. So all my drawing is like those Japanese anime, very cute style and all the stuff. So people start to think like, it's really, yeah.
Do you think that there's a place for your kind of work here in Slovakia?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. I hope like a little bit of difference they might see, might get some refresh ideas.
But do you think that that adds something to the country? Do you think that, do you bring a piece of Malaysia with you in your artwork?
I don't know. Frankly speaking, I don't know. Because it's Asian, some part of my drawing, but Malaysia is very diversified. Yeah, I'm not sure about my drawing. Does it bring any Malaysian culture there? But it does bring a little bit of piece of me.
You haven't found a home for your artwork here. Will you keep making it? Even if there's no financial incentive?
I will still keep on making it because this is what I really like. But if you really couldn't find anything, maybe it would be lesser time of doing it and finding a proper job. the one that actually put the money on the table. But yeah, I will keep on trying. I will not give up.
That is all for this episode. I want to thank my guests.
Well, my name is Naomi Jurzevičová.
So, my name is Piotr.
My name is Sharon.
I will link to all of their work in the show notes and on my website. As I mentioned before, this podcast and my series on migration is supported by Fusion, a program of the Milan Šimečka Foundation, whose goal is to create a platform for migrants living in Slovakia whose voices should be heard more in our society. Fusion hosts the Fusion Festival and, with the cooperation of migrants and their communities, organizes other events around the country to showcase the art, projects, perspectives, and stories of the lesser-known people. To learn more about their events, hear the stories of other migrants in Slovakia, and listen to this podcast series, visit fusion.sk. That's FJUZN.SK. Also, follow them on social media. You can find the links in the show description. Next month, we'll be looking at romantic love. I hope you'll join us then. Thanks for listening and take care.